New York is home to nearly 700 cannabis growers. Many are licensed medical marijuana providers. About 100 grow and process hemp into products like rope, fabrics, and oils. It could take over a year for the state's new Office of Cannabis Management to regulate how recreational marijuana can be locally grown and sold. Alan Gandelman heads the New York Cannabis Growers and Processors Association. He says that should have been a red flag to lawmakers when they made the possession of a small amount of marijuana legal statewide on March 31st.
Cannabis is not for the faint of heart. It is a new industry, and it is going to have a ton of regulations and bottlenecks that at times we have regulations that actually are conflicting each other, and we don't know which one is the right one and who's going to follow what and who's doing enforcement.
The law says communities have until the end of the year to opt out of allowing retail pot to be sold. The state also expects to create rules over the next 18 months for New Yorkers to grow up to 6 plants at home. Under federal law, it's illegal to buy marijuana and cross state lines. So Gandelman asks, where are New Yorkers supposed to get pot?
No pun intended, these are growing pains. And the people that can navigate the growing pains, both with patience, intelligence, and capital, they could come out in the next 3 to 5 years being pretty successful. But it's going to be really hard to do.
Half of the licenses to grow and sell marijuana, whenever they're permitted, will be reserved for people from disproportionately affected communities and small farmers. J.D. Allen, WSHU News. For WXXI News, I'm J.D. Allen. For WNYC News, I'm J.D. Allen. For WBFO News, I'm J.D. Allen. For WSKG News, I'm J.D. Allen. For WAMC News, I'm J.D. Allen. For WRVO News, I'm J.D. Allen. For North Country Public Radio, I'm J.D. Allen. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm J.D. Allen. For WLIW-FM, I'm J.D. Allen. I'm J.D. Allen on Long Island.